But let's say good morning and welcome to our Cropover Conversation, Randy Eastman. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, sir. Good morning, Kashi. Good morning, Barbados.
Man, pony morning voice and ting day. What's up with that, man?
The microphone. It's the microphone.
Yeah. Blame the microphone. It's cool. you know what? It's been an interesting year, and that's the word that I'm choosing to use right now. Interesting. Because so many times we hear, no one could expect this year regarding things that we thought, you know, were real obstacles. Then COVID came and just put everything else down. It's like, no, let me step up. Hold my drink. Let me show you what's going on here. And it kind of put everyone in a tailspin, unsure of what to do with yourself and such. But you have been one of those people. You've continued to be busy working, wearing your various hats. Take us through from the shutdown to where we are right now. How you, Randy Eastman, and I don't know which hat you want to start with first, but let's start with the producer, for example. How did this affect you, and how did you get through this?
Well, of course, income-wise and the fact that artists are not making money because of the shutdown, that definitely affected the business in terms of the production fees, which would be associated with getting songs ready, et cetera, and prepared for Cropover or for any season, rather. So that was the first obstacle. However, the first person out of the blocks would have been Ayweb, and Ayweb would have contacted our band leader from the Big Show band tent, Mr. Bernardier Wood, to do a recording of his song, Dear Lord.
Yeah,
the commentary, right, which caused some talk.
It raised some eyebrows.
That was the first one, and the way how we did it, everyone, the shutdown was in full effect, and everyone was stuck at home, and we said, okay, I'll set the protocols for how we're going to record it, and most of the tracks were recorded on cell phones, and the entire band was utilized. You know, we had a plan, we put it in place, we had a vision, and we just had to execute. So that was the first project out of the stable. And I got a toggle between hats, as you mentioned. So while being the producer, I also work as a peripatetic teacher for music at the Ministry of Education. So that obviously affected the school children, it affected teachers. Teachers were in a mode where they were trying to look at the digital platform, synchronous and asynchronous learning, and trying to match the two and work that out. So creation of content then became another priority. So within the first 2 weeks, I started to create a music game. So that's going to be launched soon, and working with teachers to develop content for the students. So that was working hand in hand with the production. So it was a lot of work, actually, a lot of reading as well, trying to get to understand how you teach in an environment like this. What are the best methods as in teaching? We look at methodology and pedagogy. How do we apply the pedagogy in this particular climate? And kudos to the team at the Ministry of Education. Kudos to all the
teachers.
You're
calling a lot of big words here, though. pedagogy.
Sorry. Well, yeah, we won't go into that now. You're a calmer boy. You could.
You just wet my appetite with a word and tell me forget about it. Come on, man. At least the one. At least the one.
Pardon?
You say you wet my appetite with that one word and just tell me forget about it.
It's basically, in a nutshell, simply how you teach and ensure that learning actually takes place.
Ah, there you go.
Employing the methods and such like to ensure that students learn during the process of teaching.
Okay.
Right?
Gotcha.
So, yeah, there's a lot of science and what's not involved in that. So like I said, kudos to the Ministry of Education. Kudos to all the teachers who put in extra time, because normally it's an 8 to 3 o'clock job roughly. You got to arrive at school and prepare. No, you're looking at almost 24 hours because teachers had to prepare. They had to do so much work, additional work, you know, compared to going into the classroom, because this digital side of the teaching is very difficult. Moving on from that, noticing that there was not going to be a Cropover. Additionally, the promoter hat, no, I had to cancel an event, which, you know, Lonex versus Broad Shoulders, we had to cancel that.
Yeah, that was like, a disappointment.
Now looking to see how we can put that back on the calendar. But then I said, given that there's no Cropover, I saw it as an opportunity, really, because I'm one of the persons, along with Sluggy, as you know, we don't really we don't think that the competition in Kropova really benefits the music and the artists. So he said, you know what, the perfect opportunity. And they contacted the artists they work with. They said, listen, we're going to still put out music.
Yeah.
So I think the music is far reaching. And this is a perfect opportunity now to experiment, to try new stuff. And we said, okay, we're going to add the video element to the songs that we released. Mm-hmm. So that's what we've been working on. And as you can see, most of the tracks that we've done this year had some level of video. We still have a few on the table to do, but we didn't want to hold back the audio and not release without the video. So it gave me a perfect opportunity to try new things with the music, to try new things with the artists. And now we're also looking now at the live element in terms of bringing these songs that we produce to the public and having them showcase and let people see what they have to offer and basically continue to build the brand. So in a nutshell, that's what it has been over the last 3 months or so.
Now, there's been a lot of relearning and refocusing, trying to figure out how to proceed from here. What would you say for you has been the ultimate learning moment, the ultimate thing, the thing that taught you the most through this all, that really brought it to the fore?
I think that unity and that there's strength in unity. I think that was one of the biggest things for me during this time, because like you said in your introduction, a lot of things that we thought were not possible suddenly became possible. And it simply was the fact that persons are able to work together, to come together on projects and recognize the value of each other. So realizing value is another thing too. The learning process, I mean, every day is a learning process. So, you know, as we learn new things, you know, it just adds to your arsenal, so to speak. So it's a continual thing, Cash. I can't really pinpoint. I mean, every single thing.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of lessons learned coming out of this year.
A lot of lessons learned. I also want to give kudos to producer Blood, whom I sent a song and a rhythm to. And within a day, Blood had the song back and he was into it. And then even included one of the persons in his camp, Chrissy. And then to add even more value, they sent videos, you know. And it's they just wanted to record the song. He's like, we're doing videos, man. We in this thing too, because they understand the value of having video representation in this thing.
Yeah,
so I think work and work together. That really helped.
Yeah, your thinking is seems to be parallel the way that the both of you are thinking. You know, or this time doesn't mean that you put your arms down and that's it. No, you step up and do things. Now, one of the challenges presented to musicians and artists was the fact that they did not have proper recording facilities. As you said, a lot of it was done on cell phones. Do you think that this will now prompt musicians and artists to, like, even if not a full studio, at least to invest in that equipment so that, you know, on a flight? Because I know a lot of guys here and overseas, like those that do voiceovers, you can do a voiceover in your car if you get the right setup, you know. I think it's important that we understand that you're not always going to have the ideal situation. You should be prepared for that. Do you think you're going to see more people investing in their own?
I believe so. And kudos to iWeb, because dear Lord, fortunately, iWeb has a basic setup in his house. When he did his masters, he invested in a laptop, sound card, and a studio microphone. So he was able to give me very, very clean audio for that. And I do believe that the other artists may be looking into it, because they recognize, you know, suppose there's another shutdown, we can still continue to make music, because the producers can do the music from their studio and send the tracks to them. And, you know, set the protocols, give the guidelines and what's not, and ensure that the vocals are recorded at very, very high quality. So it is something that we can see happening in the future. It may be daunting for studios, because then it means less studio time.
Yeah, yeah.
But we can't stop artists from being flexible and versatile, right? But I think it's something that we're going to see more of here.
Well, that being said, as you say, it will present that challenge where, you know, there's not the studio time, but now you have another opportunity here where, like, in the case of Dear Lord, in the case of This Is Who We Are, in the case of The Word of Farmers, where you have different audio coming in from all over the place, from different people, and you now have your tasks with putting that together. So do you see that there as something else that you'll be doing more of, and something that people may be calling for more?
Yeah, greater collaborations for sure. That obviously is a challenge, and seeing how you have to plan the project, because really and truly, being a producer, there's so many elements, and we kind of look at production here wrong. I'll say wrong, yes. Because the producer technically is the project manager for the mm-hmm. for the song. Mm-hmm. But funny enough, because the whole talented Barbadians are, we do everything. We do engineering, we do the music arrangement, mm-hmm. and then the production as well. So managing that those type of projects is something that I look forward to. It really was, it was like, how am I going to get this done? But somehow you're able to plan it out and layer it and make it work. So I think it's something we're going to see more of. I'm hoping that this environment of working together, sharing talents, sharing gifts continues, and we can see more projects like this. But we know at the end of the day, this is a business, and people will immediately revert to a case where they, you know, they have to ensure that they are generating income. But the level of love and the level of sharing can still continue while operating a business. So,
you know, and it seems like it's a stat record when we keep talking about, yes, it is a business and such. You know, we both attended that meeting last Friday at the gymnasium where it was an attempt to get artists and those entertainers together to provide some clarity, I guess,
yeah,
and mm-hmm. Some direction. It was a mixed reception. From others. Do you see something like that? And I know it's a eggshells to step on when we step in this direction, but is there enough education? And if it is it being taken in by those in the entertainment fraternity for their benefit?
Yes, I will say that the information is there, mm-hmm. definitely. And we have to look at ourselves as a people, and naturally we don't read, or we are not inclined to read immediately. You know, it's a deterrent. Mm-hmm. Those who love to read, yes, will. But if you send a broadcast about an event, people may just open it, they're gonna look and see name, and they're not gonna read the details. And you will see people reply to you and ask, wait, when, what time is now again? Or when it would it, you know? So that in itself indicates certain things, right? Mm-hmm. And I will say that the information is definitely available, but we are a people of oral tradition, and once it is passed down word to mouth, then people access it or are in tune to it even more. So I've had a lot of calls from a lot of young musicians, a lot of young artists saying, well, how this thing working? What is this that we're hearing about? No, mm-hmm. are they hearing about? So yeah. Then they have a conversation. So, okay, well, this is what's happening. This is how, oh, for real? Well, I didn't know that. The thing is, it's already accessible on the web pages, right? But we are not, culturally, we're not trained to that, to go and search and go and seek and find out. My friend Sean Lee always says, if you want to know something, it's on YouTube. Right? He has a degree in YouTube. I got a degree in YouTube. You know? So it's a matter of going and seeking the information, but the information definitely is accessible. However, we have to get it to the masses via that oral tradition that we have and sharing the knowledge. And some people don't share the knowledge, Gashi. I think we need to do more of that. We need to ensure that the young persons understand, because when you're walking on unsure ground as a young person, you're going to be very skeptical in mm-hmm. terms of how you step. And if it seems to a young person that, man, that ain't for me because I ain't nobody or I ain't no coming up, and they just let it pass by the way, say, but it's for everybody. It's for every single person. It's for every single creative. It's for everyone involved in the industry to access. So I think that meeting was very, very important. Mm-hmm. I think open the eyes of a lot of people, open the doors for many. Like you said, there were a lot of mixed responses. I had mixed responses myself, but I think the overall focus and the general purpose of the meeting was met. There were things that were said that really opened the door for some persons who did not understand what was going on, what they had to do, and what role they could play in accessing the funding as available, etc. So,
yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that definitely some information that was there that people may not have had access to, or maybe they didn't, as you said, they didn't look for it, which I totally agree with that. There, we do not. It is there. and we don't chase after it. Now, we got to wrap things up, but very quickly, let's say 30 seconds, every Tuesday. Is it every Tuesday?
Every Tuesday.
Let's talk about that there very quickly. Let's give it a quick plug.
Every Tuesday night at 8 p.m., we have a panel discussion. It's called Homegrown Roundtable. That was out of, I don't even know how it happened. Sean, Sluggy, and I were on Facebook room discussing culture. We invited a couple people in to discuss, and I said, hey, guys, I can get this live on Facebook. It was like, what are we talking about? So I started a live video and shared the Facebook room. And eventually people came in. They said, you know, they enjoyed the discussion. People shared their experiences. And we said, okay, well, let's make it a weekly event. So now you have the Homegrown Roundtable, simply birthed from, again, working together, unity, having a vision, and working things out to ensure that it's built out in a public forum. So every single week, you can check us out on Facebook Live. That's on my Facebook. It's called Homegrown Roundtable, and we feature persons from the creative industries discussing the way forward, sharing our experiences so that young persons who are listening can understand what we've gone through or what they need to do to get access to certain things, how they can improve their business. We've had business savvy persons who are also in the creative industries. We've had Jeremy Stephen, who's an economist. We've had Chris Harper. It was scheduled to come on at night, but he was still in Parliament. We're hoping that we can have him back. We've had Andrea King, Dr. Denise Charles, Dr. Sharon Johnson. This week, we're featuring John Roy, a musician, and we're going to feature Paul Husbands from Selector Charts as well. Those discussions are planned to be very interesting, and looking forward to that.
Well, continue to do your thing, pushing the culture, encouraging the young people, continue to share information, and of course, put great music out there. Randy Eastman, Mr. Quantum himself, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Kashi. I really appreciate it.
All right, have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Crop Over Conversations as we continue.